Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
How do you build a brand from the ground up on social media? There's a lot of opportunities right now in this environment. Now, what I would say is that if you're starting from scratch and you don't know exactly where to start or how to start, the easiest path is to utilize the social media channels to talk about who your brand is and what you're about, and spread that message far and wide as deep as you can. If you're an e-commerce brand and you have a great product that you want to put in front of more people, the best way to go about it is having other people talk about your brand. So you can contact companies like us so we can help you create user-generated content. That's what it's called, UGC. And you can get that content spread far and wide using other people's voices. If you have an incredible ability to communicate, let's say that you are somebody like my father was for a long time, Frank Suarez, or let's say that you're somebody like one of my favorite clients of all time, Dr. Eric Berg, and you have this incredible ability to communicate, you want to be omnipresent in these platforms, and you want to start communicating a lot. There are opportunities in today's environment. There's plenty of opportunities to capture attention that don't require you to empty out your pockets. For example, Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels and TikTok right now are one of those greatest opportunities that we have been in contact with in the history of the internet's world. Why is it such a big opportunity? Because historically, in order for you to get attention, you had to absolutely invest money in advertising. You had to get in front of people. Going back to traditional advertising, billboards and magazines and newspapers and television, and in the last 8 years or so, if you wanted to actually get attention in the social media world, you had to pay these platforms to actually get attention. At some point, that changed, because in 2012 or 2013, it was very, very easy to get your content seen by people organically. But over the years, Facebook matured as a platform. YouTube obviously matured even way earlier than Facebook did. And being able to reach people organically was not something possible, because they needed to get you to pay them money. If you didn't pay, it's like what they saying, you got to pay to play. That's the way that Facebook and YouTube and Google and these platforms operated. You had to actually pay them some advertising dollars over the last 8 years or so if you wanted to get in front of people. But right now, because of the competitive landscape, meaning that TikTok right now has taken over so much attention, that Facebook and Instagram have had the obligation to come up with a solution to try to get some of that attention back. And that's what the competitive landscape does for these platforms. Facebook and Instagram Reels right now are catching fire. So if you have an e-commerce brand, or if you have a great ability to communicate, again, just to be very clear, e-commerce brand without a face, get other people to talk about your brand. There are many, many platforms, softwares, programs, services, even companies like us that can help you get some of that content so people can talk about your products and services. If you are a personal brand and you have a great ability to communicate, you should be leveraging these platforms. I can tell you that if you have a good ability to communicate, I promise you, you will take off at some point. Some of you guys might take off faster than other ones. Some of you guys are going to take maybe a couple of months before you actually start catching fire. Some of you guys are going to take off right away. Business is going to grow as much as you get attention. Remember, don't forget about this particular statement. Attention equals income. You get attention, you get income. You have no attention, you're going to struggle. People will not buy stuff from you if they don't know who you are. So you want to leverage these existing platforms to try to get attention. Because in the good old days of marketing, going back to 1980s and 1990s of traditional advertising, you did not have the incredible potential of pressing a few buttons and getting attention at scale for free. And now you do. So as a business owner, if you're just getting started, what you need is an attention game plan. A game plan that allows you to capture attention of people at scale, and having these platforms give you some of that attention organically before you start investing your hard-earned dollars, or before you start burning for your cash, which is going to be your oxygen in your organization. Make sure that you do everything in your power to get attention on people. E-commerce brands, get other people to talk about your products as much as possible. If you're a personal brand, talk about your superpower, your ability to influence others as much as humanly possible. And by doing so, you're going to be able to have audiences paying attention to what your products are and what the problems that you solve are all about. So get that going and see your brand take off into a whole new level.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.